and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dr. Robert Miller was born and raised in Honolulu, specifically Aina Haina. He came to know the Lord as his Savior at the age of 19. He attended Kamehameha Schools, University of Oregon, Go Ducks, University of Hawaii, and received his undergraduate degree, and then Southern Baptist Seminary, where he received his Master of Divinity and a Doctor of Ministry degrees there in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, a life that walks with God comes along where in the experiences of everyday life, there are ups and downs, there are challenges, even when someone is in ministry, even when someone is a leader in ministry. And Dr. Miller is here to share with us his story and how he's seen the Lord faithfully work through his life. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you, dear friend, that's why we have the Good Life program, to let you know, to remind you gently, gently, that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Robert Miller, is here to touch your heart. Dear one, would you open your heart to Christ? If you don't know him, would you open your heart to him? Put your faith in Jesus. And if you already know the Lord, well, it's our hope that you would be encouraged and inspired by his story today. His first full-time ministry was with Kohala Baptist Church on the Big Island as a church planter and pastor. And in 2002, he returned to the pastorate with Wailai Baptist Church and served his congregation there for 12 years. Recently, in April of 2014, Robert started his ministry as Oahu Baptist Network Facilitator, a district minister. He's married to Beverly. They have 3 grown children, a granddaughter. He enjoys golf and home improvement. Robert, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Good to be with you.
Between your two pastorates in Kohala and Wailai, you served as the State Director of Evangelism and Church Planting with the Hawaii Pacific Baptist Convention, the state denominational office, for 5 years. Robert, what did you learn to be most challenging in evangelism?
Well, my role with the Hawaii Pacific Baptist Convention was to help churches and equip pastors, lay leaders in sharing their faith. And so anything I could do in providing resources and in helping with training, that was my assignment. You know, often evangelism in the church is a negative word. People are a little hesitant about sharing their faith. It's one of the difficult things to do. And so for me, the challenge was to encourage people that sharing your testimony or taking small steps in asking God to help you share your faith is a good place to start if you struggle to do that. There are always those that are very, verbal and outspoken, and they don't have any problems sharing their faith. But there are others who really struggle with it for some reason. They don't want to offend others, or they're not sure what to say. And so I think part of my role was just to encourage as many as possible to redirect that conversation toward the Lord, because that's very important. People need to know that their life can change with Christ in their life. And so that was part of my responsibility. But evangelism was a challenging word. And so That was something that we had to work through, others that helped me, and just equipping people to share the good news.
Would you say that the majority of people in churches today have that difficulty? Would the balance weigh more heavy on that side, that there is more of a reservation?
I think so, and maybe more so in Hawaii. That's my opinion. I don't have all the facts on that, but perhaps with our Asian culture and our more reserved manner and not wanting to offend people, folks are a little more hesitant to be outspoken at their faith. Again, perhaps because they're afraid of offending others. But, you know, sharing the good news doesn't have to be so painful. People can, like I said, take small steps to share what God has done in their life. And if they just review some of the key verses in the gospel, I don't think it takes much to share the plan of salvation with others if they're willing to practice it. Now, Southern Baptists have a lot of resources and tools. Mm-hmm. And so we really have no excuse in that area of training. It's just our willingness as individuals in the church. If it's a passion of ours to share the gospel, and a lot of it comes down to your relationship with the Lord. If your relationship with the Lord is vibrant, you tend to want to share your faith. If you have some doubts, and perhaps you're struggling in your spiritual growth, then there's a good chance that maybe sharing your faith is the last thing on your mind. So that was a challenge. I also work with church planning. I probably spent more time in that because we had church planners that I was resourcing and equipping as they planted churches around the state.
Who influenced you most? I listened to you. You've been in leadership positions. Now, just because someone put in a leadership position is there because they're a leader. You're in a leadership position. You exude a leadership presence, and it's been so in your ministry here. So it makes me wonder, who influenced you most, Robert, in your growing up years?
Many individuals. My father was a firefighter and a carpenter and a very quiet man, but very faithful and steady worker. So he influenced me. My mom was the opposite of my father. She was very outgoing. And so I got the balance from mom and dad as far as working hard and also expressing your ideas and being verbal when it came to certain issues. Coaches helped me a lot. I was involved in different sports throughout high school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when a coach believes in you, that means a lot, especially when you're a young athlete and you're not very confident about your ability.
Oh, yes.
And a coach says that you can do it, and then you actually, you know, believe what he has to say about yourself. And so there have been coaches. And I was blessed with being surrounded with a lot of seasoned pastors as a young pastor here in Hawaii, men who, you know, prayed for me, supported me, mentored me in different ways, so many different men. It's hard to even list them. And the interesting thing is I'm in my early 50s, and a lot of these guys have retired or passed on, so I feel like I'm the old timer now, and by God's grace, when God gives me opportunity, hopefully I can help other men, young men in ministry, mentor them, share some of the experiences that I've had in ministry, and hopefully it will benefit them and help them with their ministry.
Give us a gem, something that a seasoned minister shared with you, used as a means of encouragement in your ministry.
Well, one of the things that I've seen in others and I've tried to pass on to other pastors is just to encourage them to be faithful. We live in a time where we're always comparing a ministry to others who are have mega churches and their names on the radio or on TV. And you know, as a pastor of a smaller church, sometimes you can get discouraged when you compare your ministry to others who have ministries that appear a lot more fruitful. And so just being faithful, preaching the word of God, being loving your people, I think that's really important, being loving your people, staying with them. We have a lot of pastors in our network here. They don't pastor large churches. They don't make a lot of money, but they're faithful, and they preach the Word of God, and they love their people, and they visit them, and they carry out the pastoral responsibilities. And watching them in this new role that I'm in is really inspiring, because sometimes we don't know what the pastor experiences. We may even form opinions on his church or his ministry until we actually see what he's doing and hear his heart. And so, but back to your question, I think just seeing a lot of men who are faithful, and they're faithful in the ministry throughout the years. I want to finish well, and I hope many in ministry want to finish well. And I think we've seen that there are many individuals who are dropping out of ministry around the country. I don't know the exact figures, but many men who are discouraged in ministry are dropping out. And so to finish well is a big deal. To be faithful is a big deal. And I want to finish well. And I've seen many men ahead of me finish well in this race of serving the Lord.
And as you do, Robert Miller, you will set the example that it not only that you do it, but that it can be done. And as you have seen others, you know, Kamehameha Schools, the class of 1980, an illustrious class. Dr. Robert Miller is in studio today. You'd know the names. One of Hawaii's most illustrious running backs, Kalana Park, as a graduate in the same class. Kahu Cordell Kekoa, Pastor Peter Kamakaviva Ole. What a class. When we come back, we'll talk with Dr. Robert Miller about, hey, how did he come to know Jesus Christ? If you listen, I mentioned it happened when he was 19 years old. That's after he graduated. But what happened? What was God doing in his heart? How was the Spirit of God moving, preparing, working in him? And then we ask you, dear friend, what is the Lord working and doing? And how is he moving in your life right now? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Here
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, the way the Lord moves in our lives. The way the Spirit of God works in our hearts. You know, he's very gentle and at the same time very directive. Are we listening? Are you listening? Are you aware? Sometimes we're not. And the Lord is still at work, still moving. Oh, the ever so gracious wooing hand and call of God. My friend, are you hearing him? I want you to open your hearts as you hear the story of Robert Miller, as Robert shares his testimony of what Jesus has done in his heart. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Dr. Robert Miller is in studio with me today. He is one of the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention. He is a Oahu Baptist Network facilitator, district minister. Robert, how did you become a Christian?
Well, God is good and God is gracious. I was raised in a religious home. I was raised to attend church on a regular basis, and I really didn't have a choice. And so I did that all through growing up, through high school. And, you know, we did a lot of religious ritual, but I didn't really understand that I could have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that I could grow in his grace and experience his forgiveness. I didn't hear all that. I just did the rituals, and I thought that was good enough. Well, I finished high school, went off to college, and here was a local boy going away to college. I was excited. I could do my own thing. No mom and dad looking over my back anymore or watching me. And so when I went to school, I kind of went for it and lived up the good life, which was actually a selfish life. Got involved in, things I'm not proud of. Just about that time, my sister and my older sister and my older brother, some changes occurred in their life, and they started to, they were in the process of giving their life to the Lord. And they started to share their faith with me when I'd come back for Christmas break or during the summer. And I was resistant. I said, no, that's not for me. I was a very proud person. What they did was something weak people did. They gave their life to the Lord. They followed the Lord. That was not me. I felt like I was going my own direction, and I didn't need a crutch or someone to hang on to. I could do things on my own. So I was going to college. I was doing fine in college. But something interesting happened after my first year at University of Oregon. While I was going there, and it's really hard to explain, but I think God was starting to reveal to me that I needed him. And I think part of what was going on was my brother and sister and the church they were part of were praying for me. They were praying for my salvation, for my life to change. Anyway, I resisted it. To make a long story short, while I was there at the University of Oregon, I went through some kind of mental breakdown. And as I look back at it, I believe that God was closing something in me and opening something else. I think he had to shut down that pride that was resisting him. Well, what happened was there were some problems going on, and like I said, to make a long story short, my parents actually had to fly up to the University of Oregon and bring me home because I was acting very unusual. They didn't know, because they weren't Christians at the time, they didn't know what to do with me, so they took me to a psychiatrist, and he didn't know what was going on, so he medicated me. I gained 50 pounds. I stayed home, stayed out of college for 6 months to a year, gained weight, and I was just really lost. I didn't know what was going on. There was a lot of confusion. There were times when when I thought I was someone when I really wasn't. I would do some strange things. They try to keep me home, but there was a lot of anxiety in my parents because they couldn't explain what I was going through, and I didn't even know what I was going through. But all this time, my brother, my sister, and their church family was praying for me. Well, they started to invite me to their church, and so I guess out of curiosity, I started to attend their church, which is Wildlife Baptist Church at the time, and sat in there, and the pastor at the time, Bill Smith, he was preaching some amazing messages, and you know, you've heard the story before when someone, when the preacher goes up there and he's preaching, and it seems like he preached that message just for you. It's almost like it was staged. And so there were times where that message just cut to my heart. And after fighting it for a while, and like I said, being on medication, I realized that there was something missing in my life. And there wasn't that joy. There wasn't that meaning, that purpose, that direction that I needed or wanted as a young adult. I was 19, looking for direction. And so finally, I remember asking, talking to the pastor and saying, what do I need to do? And so in a Baptist church, typically back then, you'd walk down the aisle and you would say, you know, I'm here to give my life to the Lord. And so he shared the gospel with me. I responded. I could see change in my life. My speech was cleaning up. There was more joy in my life. My parents were seeing a radical change in my life. They got me off the medication. I think to this day, the psychiatrist still doesn't know what's going on. He didn't know, you know, what was happening. He didn't deal with spiritual issues. It was more, you know, mental issues and medication. And that wasn't doing it for me. And if anything, it made me more confused. And so I gave my life to the Lord, and there was a bright future ahead. It's just amazing what God did. He transformed and renewed my mind. He didn't just say, put me on a path to eternal life. He changed my mind and cleared all that fog. And so to this day, I have a real love or an interest in helping people who have mental disorders, because I understand the confusion in my life. But I also know that God can change us radically, and he can put us on a new path. So for those who are out there who are struggling with mental illness or mental disorders, know that God can radically change your life, and he can clear your mind and reset your heart and make you a brand new creature. And so I've experienced that, and I've seen it in others. And so soon after making that decision of the Lord, there was only two things that I wanted to do at that point: read God's word and tell others about Christ. So I told my pastor, and then after a while he said, I think God's calling you to ministry. And I said, I think so too. So after reading the Bible, just pouring it, you know, I find it interesting. I did end up going back to University of Hawaii, became a full-time student. And to this day, I don't even know how I graduated, because I spent most of my time reading my Bible. I spent three quarters of my time after going to class, coming home, reading my Bible, and then doing my assignments. And I passed all my classes. And so that was the grace of God. And so I finished, graduated, and...
How did it feel when you would read the Bible? Coming from where you were, what feelings did it evoke?
Well, they're words of life. They gave me hope. They gave me purpose, direction. And as a young person, you know, you're thinking about your future, right? And here you're reading the Bible, and it's sort of a map toward your future. And so I got really excited about it. You know, someone gave me the Bible, and I just started reading it and devouring it. And the thing I thought often was, why didn't I get this earlier? Why didn't someone tell me about this good news earlier? Why didn't someone put a Bible in my hands earlier? This is great news. Everyone needs to hear it. And so, it wasn't just a new religion, Danny. It transformed God's word, and the Holy Spirit that was now in me transformed my life. So I was a brand new person with a whole different perspective on life. Hmm. You know, no more religious games anymore. This was the real thing. And even, you know, the interesting thing was, my dad didn't quite understand this transformation I was going through. And he was upset, because in his mind, I had betrayed him by becoming this born-again Christian. So I always tell people I had to count the cost, because there was a chance my father was going to, you know, disown me and say, you're out of the house. And I was a, you know, college student with no money. And so it was either that, follow the Lord, and possibly risk that my relationship with my father, my earthly father, or, you know, do that, or keep it, play it safe and just do what Dad says, and just kind of live a secret Christian life. But I realized, you know, it's all or nothing. So at that point, I felt like I needed to count the cost and really decide, am I going to live for the Lord or not? This is from this day forward. If I am, this is serious, and I need to live up to God's standards and serve Him. And, you know, not to say that I don't fail. I still fail and make bad choices. But I know the Lord's with me, and I know what His Word says and what's expected of me. And I understand that when I do fail, that I can ask God for forgiveness and move forward and grow in His grace. So,
one may question. It may be an inquiry about how do people get so in love with God and get so radical for God, so sold out to God. As Dr. Robert Miller shared, even at the point of considering the consequences, rejection, family turmoil, tensions, all those things. But if you've ever been way, way down, if you've ever been lost where you don't even know who you are, if you've ever felt lonely and no one hangs around you because they don't really understand, it's hard for them to accept. Even if they wanted to, it's just so odd. When you've been lonely and when you've been broken and you feel like no one else is there, and then you experience the love of Christ, well, my friend, He who is there when no one else, you stick to Him. Robert Miller will come back and share more about it when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so you're out in public and you see somebody that you think they're a little off. They're odd. Socially, yeah, they might be mumbling things to themselves. Look at their eyes. You could tell something's just not right. Now you don't know if they're on drugs, but something in their mind is not functioning the way that we think a mind should normally function. Do you write them off? Have you ever sort of just pushed them on the side emotionally, mentally, and say, well, you know, or how about this? Have you ever come to a place where you devalued them? If you have, if you're bold enough, courageous enough to admit it, I'd say, well, I'm with you too. I've done that. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it. You know why I'm not proud of it? Especially not proud of it because I've had some struggles myself in that area. And God has done some very gracious and powerful things. Dr. Robert Miller is here to share his story of what God has done in his life, a transformational story. You can find out more about Dr. Robert Miller. Go ahead and Google Oahu Baptist Network. I don't know if it's Oahu Baptist Network.net, .org, .com, one of those. But Oahu Baptist Network, you can find out more about Dr. Miller. And get this show. Maybe you're tuning in right now. You want to get this show in its entirety? I encourage you to do so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Robert, let's continue talking about how God took you from where you were to where you are today.
Yeah, so as I was sharing earlier, I didn't understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with the Lord, and I was just living selfishly for myself, pursuing things that made me feel good, or as the Bible says, pleasing the flesh. But there came a point, a crisis in my life, where I realized the way I'm living, the way I'm thinking has to change. I can't continue to do this. This is destructive. I mean, at least I was raised in a religious home to know what was bad for you. And so at that point, I think I got a little desperate. I was looking for answers. I didn't realize it. Between my girlfriend, which is my wife now, her speaking to my life, and my brother and sister who were praying for me and others, I think God opened a door for me to understand that He had a plan for my life, and that nothing in my life is an accident. He works sovereignly to put things in order to get our full attention, so we will commit ourselves fully to Him. And like we were talking about earlier in Romans 12, 1 and 2 talks about the renewing of the mind, and so God transformed and renewed my mind to find clarity and to find direction and purpose in Christ. And
so let me just ask this. Is it possible for somebody to be off, as some may say, to have their mind back, to be clear again, to think clearly, to walk with confidence and see a future for themselves?
Well, if God can create the heavens and the earth and part the Red Sea and do many things that we read in our Bibles, he can surely transform the life of an individual. I mean, we've seen it in the Bible of Bible characters who have gone through change, like Paul the Apostle and Moses, many others who experienced the Lord and saw God do some miraculous things in their life. So, yes, God can do anything. He can change a life. And when I say change a life, not just put good things necessarily in front of us, but change our whole perspective, change our whole purpose and focus in life. And I mean, he made the mind, and the mind is in always in a process of renewing. And so what I've seen is when the Lord becomes a part of our life and the Word of God becomes a part of our life, that saturates our mind and renews it, and we start to see things totally different. Everything, our values change, how we perceive people, how we take on different tasks. And so God has done that in my life. And so, yes, I believe if someone wants to surrender their life to the Lord and surrender all of their struggles and all of their confusion to the Lord, he can change those things. He can. He's in the business of doing that. Salvation is a miracle. And it's not just, like I said earlier, making you more religious. Salvation is about a total inside out change, transformation that only God can do. And so it's not just saying a few things or saying a prayer and then all of a sudden you're a part of God's family. It's actually God takes that sin and he forgives it, and he works inside of you to change everything that you're about. So
someone may have the notion that there is a certain quality of instantaneousness to change. How about somebody who accepts Christ and they're still on medication that was prescribed to work in the context of their these different imbalances mm-hmm. that might happen?
Yeah, good question. God can bring clarity and healing in different ways. And I'm not implying here that everyone that gives their life to the Lord, they become a total saint at that point as far as purity. There is a growth process. And so even when I first surrendered my life to the Lord, there are a lot of things that I had to learn, and a lot of things I have to discover, and a lot of things I had to change myself with God's help. And it's still going on. I'm not there yet. And so there are those who have to change their thinking in certain areas. And so as they read their Bible and they get a new perspective on how to see things, with God's word saturating their thoughts, that transformation takes place. And so for some, it happens pretty fast, instantaneously. For others, it may be a process, and that may come by a lot of support and help and prayer and encouragement. And like I said, I think the key for me, and as a pastor, I've seen this in others, the key is saturating your mind with the Word of God. Mm. Because there's a lot of negative advice or negative input in this world that will keep you down and maybe even confuse you and think you're taking the high road, and really you're taking the road that can make life a lot more confusing. So God's word frees us. It empowers us. It does everything to help us on that road. So yes, sometimes the process of healing the mind or going through a transformation takes time. But I believe the more we surrender ourselves, the more God is able to fill us and make adjustments in our thinking.
When you were going through the change, 19 years old, you were on medication. How long was it till you were able to get off the medication?
I think it was about 6 to 9 months. And like I said, I gained 50 pounds, which was tough. But after I got off, I started to get back into exercise, and I lost that weight. And like I said, between, you know, getting a sense where God was leading me, losing weight, getting healthy again, and then having God's word to guide me. I mean, all that was really working together to help me grow in God's grace.
There's an underlying current to the story of Robert Miller, and it's the current of hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope for you. You might be in a similar place where you can relate. You may be feeling as though, well, if things don't change, I might end up losing my mind because of the pressures, because of the shock of disappointments that have taken place, the financial strains, the loss of a job, finding out about an ailment that could be terminal, either for yourself or someone that you love. And within you, your will has weakened to the point of just wanting to give up. And you think there's no use. Well, if you're there, Christ is there.
Amen.
Jesus is there, dear one. And so he sends Robert Miller on this day, at this time, and you're listening to this program at this moment. Is it by chance? Oh, no. By divine appointment, the Lord sends a messenger to whisper in your heart, there is hope in Christ. Robert Miller will share more about this hope when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what if you saw somebody, you saw them at their peak, you saw them, in leadership, you saw them, you heard them communicate, and you would say, man, God is using this person in marvelous, magnificent ways. And you would never think where they are today. You would never believe where they came from if it was such that it had to do with a form of a mental illness, a mental breakdown of some kind. You would not believe it because of the completeness, the wholeness of the transformation. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm speaking with a certain level of sobriety from the standpoint of life circumstances. Robert Miller is in studio with me today, Dr. Robert Miller. He is the Wahu Baptist Network facilitator, district minister, and sharing heart to heart. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program for free, that and other resources. Find out more about Robert Miller, Wahu Baptist Network. Just go ahead and Google that. It's probably wahubaptistnetwork.net.org.com, one of those. Robert, this happened when you were 19 years old. You were at the University of Oregon. You mentioned to me earlier that your wife, you met at the University of Oregon. So there's some overlap here. Mm-hmm. Take us back. How did your relationship with Beverly start, and how did it go through this rough time?
Yeah, we met my first year at the University of Oregon. We met in a PE class and quickly connected, and we connected in a very emotional way, and sensed that we would be spending a lot of time together, our future together. Well, we were dating at that time, and when this whole thing started to unfold and I started to not make sense and become confused myself, she watched this, and it was very difficult for her, probably harder for her than it was for me, because, you know, I just kind of went with what was happening to my mind and body. I didn't really understand all that. But she endured it. It was very difficult for her, especially to see my parents have to come and literally carry me off back home. And so she thought, she wasn't sure if we were gonna continue that relationship. And so she held on for almost a year. And she tried to communicate with me, but my parents thought that perhaps that relationship would confuse things. So they didn't really allow communication as I was medicated and getting psychiatric help. So that made it real difficult for her. Those were some of the darkest times for her. Eventually, she flew over to Hawaii about a year later while I was back in school. And we kind of tried it out again to see if, you know, I was okay and if things could work out. Well, she came over, enrolled at UH. We started to date again in the context now in the church. And things worked out, and we realized that God had prepared us for marriage and for doing ministry together. And so we dated while I finished up my degree at UH. We were attending church, graduated. We had our honeymoon at seminary, and we've been married. Now, next year, we'll be married 30 years, and we have three children. Wow. We've been blessed. And so we've been through a lot, and there are other trials that we've had to endure as a couple. But I think my point in all this is that it was hard for her. She saw the struggle in me, and then again, she wasn't sure if we were going to actually end up together in the future. But she stuck with it. She believed in her heart that this was meant to be. And she was willing to come all the way to Hawaii, even against the advice of her parents, to see if this thing, she got a one-way ticket, not knowing if she was going to come back to or return to Oregon. But she ended up staying. We got married, and so things moved on. And So we're doing real well. We're growing in our relationship. Our marriage is very healthy. And I love her more today than I did back then. So
she stuck by you.
She did. And she's a very faithful wife, very supportive. And because of her support, I think that's really helped me in my ministry too. She's never really been a real distraction or an issue or a problem. She's been a huge support and a good friend, my best friend in life. So, yeah, Beverly is a blessing.
What would you say to a parent who has a child that is has some mental illness, mental breakdown, concerns, and they're in the middle of it now?
Right.
They might have to fly up, or their child needs to see a psychiatrist, psychologist. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Well, in some cases, in severe situations, medication might be necessary. So I'm not saying that, you know, everyone struggling with mental illness or mental disorders, they just go to the Lord and it's all fixed. Sometimes in depression or other areas, it's organic and it requires some kind of medication through the transition. Mm. But I think sometimes even Christians who struggle with mental disorders, they forget that God's in the business of bringing clarity to the mind in that area as well. And so we shouldn't keep God outside the picture and reserve him for Sundays only. He's concerned about our entire being, the whole person, not just our physical issues or spiritual issues, but our mental, and that's an important part of who we are. Because if there's a lot of confusion, it would be hard to know the Lord and to serve him, to understand what life's all about. So I think we can give that part of our struggle to the Lord. We can surrender it and say, Lord, I'm really having a hard time understanding this, or the way my mind processes things. Please change my life. Please help me. Send me the help or the encouragement, or show me in the Bible, if you're a Christian, what it means to really follow the Lord and to sense that he's there for you and strong and stable to help you through difficult times. So God doesn't leave that for us to figure out. He's there to help us, and his word addresses some of those things in the New Testament about what it means to experience renewal, how to go through our change of thinking in those areas that are perhaps destructive. And a lot of times we do have destructive thinking, whether it be anger, resentment, mm-hmm. or some other thing that can really bring us down mentally. I mean, there are people who are very angry, and that anger, in a sense, is a mental disorder, and it's bringing them down. They need to know that Christ can forgive them and set them free from that bondage.
Pastor Robert Miller, we've got about 3 minutes. Would you be willing to pray?
Sure.
Pray right now for someone going through it, a parent even, and even someone who is ready to open their heart to Christ.
Sure. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that your love is great. Your love is so great, you sent your Son to die on the cross, to set us free, to forgive us of our sins, and to step in there and to offer us new life, to give us hope for the future. And Lord, perhaps there are some out there who are struggling to find hope because of the difficult situations they find themselves in, or maybe there are some emotional issues that have gotten the best of them. And I pray, Father, that you would just help them to humble themselves and to surrender their life to you, to realize that you're in the business of taking broken lives and fixing lives. And so I pray that you would, rather than them working harder to do things on their own, they mm-hmm. would step back and surrender and offer their very life to you, whether it's a parent, a child, whether it's anyone who is dealing with any kind of issue that's keeping them from enjoying a fruitful life. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, please give them freedom. Please give them hope, and may they discover that hope in your Son, Jesus Christ, the only answer, the only solution to a life that honors you and allows us the true freedom and the joy that we're looking for in our life. We thank you for your promises, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord uses Dr. Robert Miller to pray for you. Oh, that to have someone pray for me, for you, isn't that a blessing? A blessing from God, knowing that God is a God who hears and answers prayer. A parting shot, Robert, to someone who right now is thinking, should I open my heart to Christ? What difference would it make?
Well, for me, it made all the difference in the world. And it's not just about hope. It's about what you're created to become, a follower of Christ, God's creation with a purpose. And so to reject him or to say no is to miss out on what you're created for. And so it makes a lot of sense to follow him and to follow his plan for your life. And so to me, it's the best decision I've ever made. I made a lot of bad decisions, some good decisions, but this is the one that's the best, and I believe, based on what God's Word says, it's the best decision anyone out there would make, because God created you, and he knows what's best for you and me. And so we can entrust our life to him, and we don't have to wait till we get things in order. We can do that today.
Indeed, indeed. I hope, my dear friend, that you have been moved by the story of Robert Miller. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, like Robert shared just a moment ago, this is that perfect time to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, I got a message for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. 2 Timothy 4:5. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Robert Miller. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll